Jerry Bader's show, let me say this quickly. If the Cowboys do cut DeMarcus Ware, the Packers, come on. That should be a no-brainer. So what's Jones saying? That when he says you can't have it all, they can't afford everything? You agree with me, right, Jason, on that? That would be, yeah, jump and jump quickly. They need about a half dozen of those, in my opinion. Most of them on defense. I think that would be a critical acquisition for the Green Bay Packers. I really do. There's a story that we've talked about. In fact, Sean Hannity talked about it. It's been a national story. Last year, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel broke a series of stories about a badly botched sting operation concerning guns run in Milwaukee by the ATF. As it turns out, similar operations were run in other cities. They're all, I mean, the Journal Sentinel has done a very good job of chronicling the incompetence of the ATF. And the ATF, under President Obama's Justice Department, has become just one of the biggest embarrassments. And there are a lot of Obama embarrassments. Fast and furious, of course, a nightmare. This operation run in Milwaukee, which the Journal Sentinel renamed Operation Backfire, has been embarrassment after embarrassment. Probably the one that got the most coverage is the fact that they basically set up mentally disabled people. They said that issue was isolated to Milwaukee. Turns out it happened all over the country. Basically entrapped the mentally deficient is what they did. It was a big, big story. There is a new development here that is, I mean, as a gun owner, is stunning to me. Absolutely stunning. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting yesterday, ATF agents have lost track of dozens of government-issued guns. After stashing them under the front seats in their cars, glove compartments, or simply leaving them on top of their vehicles and driving away, it sounds as though we're talking about their personal, their issued firearm, not as guns involved in some sting. Agents left their guns behind in bathroom stalls, at a hospital, outside a movie theater, and on a plane. According to the records obtained Tuesday by the news organization under the Federal Freedom of Information Act, with all sorts of names crossed out. So you can't see who the agents are. I don't think that's right. I think that should be public record. But they'll say, as well, it's a personnel matter and whatever. In December 2009, 2 6-year-old boys spotted an agent's loaded ATF Smith & Wesson 357 on a storm sewer grate in Bettendorf, Iowa. Are you kidding me? The agent lived nearby and later said he couldn't find his gun for days but didn't bother reporting it till it hit the local newspaper. The newspaper reported the kids found a 357. In Los Angeles in 2011, an agent went out to a bar drinking with other agents and friends, reportedly consuming 4 alcoholic beverages. Lie. The next morning, he woke up and realized his ATF-issued Glock was gone. It was not found. We're talking about their guns. You get that? I am virtually speechless on this. What's one of the things you hear about concealed carry? And by the way, this is true. People do forget they're carrying it. That's why these accessories, like these hidden compartments and purses and stuff, my wife won't do that. And I'll never carry mine in something I can take off. It's just too easy to do. That said, you're a federal agent. How often does this happen to federal agents? This is the ATF. Does this happen to the FBI too? That they get so comfortable with carrying their firearm, they just forget about it? And as I said, I understand that can happen. Yeah, a listener just said, can you imagine the media's reaction if this were CCW people? And it can happen. I get that. I don't think it should happen. In Milwaukee, an undercover agent to federal agents. In Milwaukee, an undercover agent had three of his guns, including an ATF-owned machine gun, stolen from his government truck parked at a coffee shop in September 2012. Between this and the things that we've learned about the Secret Service, can we just have no faith at all in federal law enforcement agencies anymore? And can you imagine how this would be reported if there was a Republican president right now? It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roof.